Blog Talk Radio.
How does Popeye's chicken sandwich get so crunchy, juicy, and tasty? We make everything with love. Make your taste buds dance for $4.99.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ready, motherfucker?
Ready, motherfucker?
We gon' kill your ass.
Kill your ass.
I'm ready.
As I grab the Glock, put it to your headpiece. One in the chamber, the safety is off. Release straight at your dog homes. I wanna see cabbage. Ziggy Small the Savage, doing your brain cells much damage. Teflon is the material for the Imperial. Mic ripper, girl stripper, the Henny sipper. I drop lyrics off and on like a light switch. Quick to grab the right bitch and make her drive the Q. 45 blocks and checks are expected when I wreck shit. Respect is collected, so check it. I got techniques dripping out my butt cheeks. Sleep on my stomach so I don't fuck up my seat. My shit is deep, deeper than my grave, G. I'm ready to die and nobody can save me. Fuck the world, fuck my mom and my girl. My life is played out like a Jerry curl. I'm ready to die. When I used to be a crook doing whatever it took, from snatching chains to pocketbooks. A big bad motherfucker on the wrong road. I got some drugs, tried to get the avenue sold. I want it all from the Rolexes to the Lexus. Getting paid is all I expected. My mother didn't give me what I want, what the fuck? Now I got a Glock making motherfuckers duck. Shit is real and hungry's how I feel. I rob and steal because that money got that whip appeal. Kicking niggas down the steps just for rest. Any repercussion leads to niggas getting wet. The infrared at your head real steady. You better grab your guns cause I'm ready, ready. In a sec, I throw the tech to your fucking neck. Everybody hit the deck, Biggie bout to get some bread. Quick to leave you in the coffin for slick talking. You better act like CC and keep on walking. When I hit you, I switch you to the white meat. You swung a left, you swung a right, you fell to the concrete. Your face, my feet, they meet with something. I'm ripping them seeds from Tallahassee to Compton. Biggie falls on a higher plane. Niggas say I'm strange to rain because I put the 12 gauge to your brain. Pocket gets fatter after the hit. Leave you on the street with your neck slit down your backbone the way your motherfucking feet trip. The shit I kick, rip it through the vest. Biggie Small passing any test. I'm ready to die. I'm ready.
Time to go, time to go. We gonna put you out your misery, motherfucker.
Niggas definitely know what time it is. The notorious one in full effect. 93.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Cause I'm ready to die.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All y'all motherfuckers come with me.
I'm ready.
Small, 50 grand.
crying at my funeral.
Crying at my funeral.
Mimic City in your area. Of course, it's the product of WBNN. You know what time this is? Your boy Olad of the Ski Family. I'm here with you, man. The legendary Mix City Hip Hop program. Yep, been doing this thing since 12, man. And if you don't know, now you know. And we're going to celebrate the notorious B.I. to the motherfucking G tonight. Yeah. And, of course, we live and direct from that Lagos town. Yes, sir, Nigeria. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join that conversation. And it's brought to you by Dumb Boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. So, of course, you know, I'm going to throw that little thing in the middle because that's what I do. It's a surprise track. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to represent, you know what I mean, where I'm from. You know, if you don't know. You're going to learn tonight. And, of course, more can I say that had already been said? Got my man Sham got on here. Got Dr. Chinchilla J on here. And we're going to continue to do our thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's explicit. And, you know, tell your mama to go upstairs and close the door. Because who shot you?
As we proceed, give you what you need. What you need. It's not time, motherfucker.
Turn the mic up. Turn that mic up. Yeah, the beat is locked. Leave that mic up. So. Turn that shit the fuck up. What? Turn it up louder. Yeah.
Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the opsa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats down like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stop when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shots. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the miracle molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin chafe. Rashes on the masses. Bumps and bruises. Blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this. Excite all the freaks, stack mad chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. I switch it all that, top sucker G's up. One force move, get Swiss cheese up. Click to tech, respect, I demand it. Slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Papa. Feel 1,000 deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, feel like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face, so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake. Lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page nigga. Puff daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunts, he sips on the belly. On the rocks, tote blocks of christening. Hammer cock in the fire positioning.
What?
Come here. Come here, open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't talk with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What?
Get you live, get you live.
It's your boy, y'all. The one and only Honeybee Olasky on these wheels of steel, man. You know what I mean? Go tell your grandma that she loved me. And, of course, we right here with the Legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program. And, of course, we going to be here live for direct, you know what I mean, out of Rosslyn, Pennsylvania, too. You know what I mean? But also out of Lagos. And what can you give me but your utmost respect and your attention? 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join. And, of course, it's brought to you by Ingosi Time Multimedia. Now, of course, we're going to bring our man Sham God on here. You know what I mean? For the first topic of the evening. My man Sham God, what you got to say, man, to the people tonight, man? Are you there, man? Are you ready? You know what I mean? Because if you're not, I'm always ready. You ready, my brother?
Yeah, Sister Spaghetti. Listen, man, first I want to say, man, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. I don't know if you tried to chime me in earlier, man. I had to run to the store and get some back orders. I forgot I was on that Wi-Fi network, man. They had me out there in the wilderness. But, like my mom always said, we're not going to let the devil steal our joy. You feel me? I'm on
listen,
the radio.
Listen, man, all you got to do is get closer to the mic, man. You know what I mean? Get closer. We can hear you loud and, you know, correct. And, man, talk about this Biggie shit, man. You good?
I can't get closer to the mic because I got Bluetooth speakers in, but I'm gonna talk a little louder. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, man, I hear you loud and clear, man. Let's get this shit started.
All right, that's better now. All right, yeah, man, Biggie, man, yo, March 9th, 1997, we lost a legend, man, Christopher Frank White Wallace, man, an icon in this music industry. He's a legend, and what I want to talk about right now for this first segment, when it comes to Biggie and the Notorious B.I.G., is that quality over quantity. Because that's something that a lot of these new artists got fucked up, man. They don't understand quality over quantity. They give you a whole bunch of bullshit. These young boys, they drop the songs every 45 minutes, and they ain't talking about nothing. Biggie came through, gave us two classic albums, and he's forever gonna be a legend. As we proceed to give you what you need, Biggie Smalls, man, straight from Brooklyn. He did it for the dirty niggas. He did it for the niggas that normally they wouldn't be the ones, you know, fat, black, and ugly as ever. He did it for the underdog. You understand what I'm saying? Biggie was that ball. He's the one that made being the gangster smooth. After Rakim, there wasn't no smooth gangsters, man. Rakim was the first one that came out, in my opinion, that said, yo, I'm a gangster, but I'm fly. But then after that, it was Biggie. After that, it was Biggie coming through with the Versace on, the Coogi sweaters on, the big shades. You understand what I'm saying? All the odds was against Biggie when he started this music shit, man. Because he wasn't as big of a sex symbol as LL. He wasn't as athletic as Busta Rhymes. Biggie not gonna run around and jump around and bounce around all on stage for you. But he gonna stand there, he gonna give you some classic smooth shit. You understand what I'm saying? So we just gonna take this first segment to appreciate Biggie Smalls. I ain't gonna talk about none of the artists he put on yet. That's for the second segment. It's all about Christopher Frank White Wallace, Biggie Smalls, man. The smoothest, illest gangster.
Me at 5:46 in the morning, crack of dawning, now I'm yawning, wipe the cold out my eye, see who's this page of me, and why, it's my nigga Pop from the barbershop, told me he was in the gambling spot, and heard the intricate plot, a niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor, slow down love, please chill, drop the paper, remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownville, that you rolled dice with, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them, they schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, when they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you, I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. 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 They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas lights and plates out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown, and they heard you got half Virginia.
bought your mom up Florida, the fifth corridor.
Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals. Trying to drop my decimals, damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream. Things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke blunts with ya, see your picture. Now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments. Put the fuckers in the bad predicament where all the foul niggas went. Touch my cheddar, feel my Beretta. Fuck when I'ma hit you with your motherfuckers, better duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket so I can reload and explode on your asshole. I fuck around and get hardcore. See more to your door, no beef no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more weed smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, nigga, I bust my gun in. Hold on, I hear somebody coming.
Come in as fast as you can. Just put your motherfucking ass on. Come on. You're getting close. Huh?
It's right over here.
I'm sure it's Biggie Smalls' crib, man.
I'm sure, motherfucker. Come on.
It better be his motherfucking house.
Yeah.
It better be this motherfucker's house.
Oh, shit.
What? What's up?
It's got a red dot on your head, man.
What red dot? Oh, shit. You got a red dot on your head, too. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what happens in the hood when you try to, you know what I mean, come up on somebody's paper. I mean, if you get shot, you get shot. So don't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's why Merch City's here, man, in your area all the time, you know what I mean, to make sure that you always proceed. I'm going to take the first call of the evening tonight before I go into, you know, maybe another track, you know what I'm saying, as we get ready. Caller number one, you're live with me, Olasky, your honeybee, Merc City in your area.
Hey, what's up? Hello. Right off the bat, I got a question for you, Hall of Fame four-time Princess J and the Lord and Master Sham God. Are y'all sure this is Biggie Smalls' crib, man?
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? I don't know. But if it's my crib, the same shit gonna happen.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I mean, it is what it is.
I just had to get that first,
you brought it up, man. Don't get wrong with me. I'm going to get wrong with you. What's up, man?
Anyway, man, I'm just vibing, man. Love Merc City, man. Love the vibe. And I just want to see what the rest of the show is going to be like. Don't be surprised if I call back.
Listen, man, I got something for you, man. You know, you're a rapper in this era, man. You know what I mean? When it came out to East Coast, West Coast beef and all that. You know, they talk to me, man, how you felt about, you know, that time when Christopher Wallace out there, man, you know, on his grind, man. You know what I'm saying? Even before the bad boy, when he was doing, you know, party and bullshit. You know what I mean? You know, talk to me, man.
Yeah, you know, I love the skills. The only thing that makes it different during my time, you know, as a 90s style rapper, my main thing is I never comprehended what the gunplay had to do with skills on a mic. Now, you know, shout out and continue to travel on to Biggie Smalls, one of the best storytellers. You know, he definitely had the gift of gab, man. He had the swag and things like that. But here's the thing that's getting me. It seems like that era started to happen up to today. See, on record, it's okay. You get what I'm saying? On video, it's okay. But when you want to sit back and try to reenact that in real life, that's what creates some of the you know, the situation that we're in here today from hood to hood.
You know, I can agree with that, man. You know, like I said, the story is going to be the story. And hip-hop always told the story all the way back from, you know what I mean, Kool Herc, you know what I mean, to the Hill, you know what I'm saying, you know, Cass and all that. Same type of story, though. You know what I mean? Things evolve, though, old head, a lot of times, right? Things evolve. Hip-hop's going to be hip-hop. Now it's, you know, drill music, trap music, whatever. You know, it's us to understand what the young kids are going through. I'll give you a good example. You know, the situation with Ja Morant right now. You know what I'm saying? How he's taking, you know, that life and putting it into his multi-million dollar business, which is ruining him. And of course, you know, I don't know if he's being puppeteered, you know what I mean, to, you know, let the kids know that you could be a gangster and be in the NBA. No, he's suspended. You know what I'm saying? You can't be flashing guns in a, you know, in a club, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? With, you know, big booty bitches in the background, you know what I'm saying? With your shirt off, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's hip-hop, man. And, you know, our job at Merc City is to understand the youth. And that's why I'm putting on this, you know, this outstanding soundtrack for us tonight.
Well, you already know I love what you do. You're definitely a master when it comes to doing what you're doing on those wheels of steel, man. And again, much in divine love for Princess Jay and the Lord and Master Sham God, man. Love the vibe. I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show.
Let's get it, y'all. Party of bullshit.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in hats and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Dumbing out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is...
Mellow. I get on the mic because I know I eat Jello. And, of course, all the folks out there that do their things on a constant basis, what more can I say, man? It's Merc City in your area. Yeah. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the convo. It's brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now it's time to get right with the girl. You know what I mean? Princess. J. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She's on here right now. You know what I mean? Doing her thing with her first topic. You know what I'm saying? Hey, princess, what's going on, man? We're sitting in your area. You good?
Hey, hey, brother. Oh, what's up? What's shaking? What's shaking?
Man, keep it. Yo, man. Listen, with your topic, man, keep it raw, man. You can say what you want to say, man. You know, be, you know, of course, very, very passionate in what you say. And I'm gone like 2022.
All right. Like gone with the wind. All right, everybody. Hey, hey, this is your girl, Princess C. And, you know, it's all about the young people. And we definitely have to find ways to keep them engaged and, you know, to help our young people today because they're dying in the streets, they're afraid, they're angry, they're hating each other, and, you know, it's all due to lack of resources. And, you know, so I want to stress to all y'all young people listening tonight and any parents that have young children tonight, whether they're teenagers, they could be, you know, kids, well, actually, little kids shouldn't be listening to this because, you know, this is a little bit much for them. So, you know, this show is not for them, but for the teenagers, for the young adults. Listen, if y'all are 18, you need to vote, okay? You have to vote. And I encounter so many young people, like even this past week, petitioning for Caroline Turner. Okay, who is a lawyer, and she's running for judge. And I talk to so many young people, 18, 19, 20, 21, even those in their 20s that are not registered to vote. And, you know, it's just so appalling to me, and it's sad because we have to realize as a people the significance of voting. That's our right. It's our choice, and it's our voice. And if we don't utilize that, if we think it's not important, guess what? Y'all are wrong, okay? You know, you think other things are important, like being online and talking to your friends on social media, hanging out on the corners, but yet you won't go and register to vote. You know, it's so sad. And you have to. So parents, if you got children that's 18, they living in your house, and you're registered to vote, it's your duty as a parent to instill those principles within them to let them know the importance of voting. Because if we don't get out and vote for the candidate that we feel as though is the right candidate, guess what? All this ridiculous stuff is going to continue to happen throughout our inner cities as we don't do nothing about it, okay? The wrongful convictions are going to continue to happen. Gentrification is going to continue to happen. Bad education is going to continue to happen. And people that just don't give a damn are going to be in office not caring about your communities. And yet y'all want to complain, parents, about what your kids don't have, like recreation centers, libraries, and all kinds of other stuff that are lacking within a lot of inner city communities. And you want to complain, but you won't vote. And so that goes for you too, parents. That's not registered to vote. It's a damn shame because I've encountered y'all too this past week, you know, giving out coats and people that's coming up, and I'm asking them if they registered to vote. I'm talking about people 40 and 50 years old. And they're like, no, I'm not registered to vote. Why the hell not? Okay? So those of y'all that's been around for decades and still don't vote, and sound like idiots out there, oh, it don't matter, my voice not going to count, my vote ain't going to count. And there's too many of you that think that way. And so when that happens, we get the results that we get. We get assholes in office, and it doesn't make sense. And I'm tired of assholes being in office that's not doing a damn. Y'all continuously allow these old people that's been in office term after term after term, because there's no limit in some offices, and so they get reelected because people just don't care. And it's time to start caring. I'm talking to y'all black community, black people. Start caring, okay, and start doing something and making some noise by utilizing your right to vote. And in May 16th in Philadelphia, that's the primaries this year, and it's so crucial. We're voting for mayor. We're voting for city council. We're voting for city council at large. We're voting for judge of the municipal court and judge of common pleas court. And if y'all want to see a difference made in these courtrooms, instead of having our black men and women be over-sentenced and put away wrongfully for crimes they did not commit, and all this mass incarceration and corruption within the courtroom, y'all better get out and vote, okay? If you're not registered, y'all better get your asses online to register to vote or find a place that's having voter registration drives. But if you go online, y'all can vote right online. I mean, not vote, but register to vote right online like y'all do everything damn else online. Y'all buy shit online and all kinds of stuff. Register to vote online. Do it tonight, okay? And stop making excuses, all right? Stop making excuses. I don't know how. Yeah, you do. Okay, so get on there and vote. And after the next track, I'll be coming back, and I will let you know the site to go on the vote, so it won't be no excuses for y'all, okay? Time out for excuses, my black people, all right? Y'all better wake up and smell the damn coffee. I'm Chinchilla J. Let's take a listen to Biggie Smalls.
We're here on Bad Boy Television, and I'm Trevin Jones, and I've been conversing with the Mad Rapper. And quite frankly, he's very mad. We're going to try to find out why. So we'll take some questions at this point from our studio audience. Yes, ma'am. Please stand and state your name and where you're from.
Hi. My name is Shay, and I'm from New Rochelle. And I just don't understand. Why are you so mad?
Yeah.
Like, what are you so mad about?
Yeah. You want to know why? First of all, you can't be asking me no questions. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying? You
Mr.
can't
Rapper,
be asking
Mr.
me no questions. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. You know what I'm saying?
Show.
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. These niggas is making $500,000 videos. You know what I'm saying? They driving around in hot cars. You know what I'm saying? They got bitches. They got all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living with my moms. You know what I'm saying? That's my word. You know what I'm saying? I'm making records. I ain't made no money yet. This is my fourth album, yo. I ain't made a dime yet. This nigga made one album. He making wild records. That Ready to Die shit, it was alright. You know what I'm saying? That shit was alright. It was cool. But my shit is more John Blaze than that. I got John Blaze shit. And they not recognizing. They not saying I recognize. And fuck is that? Who is you to be asking me questions?
I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and Rapadon. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon. Don Dada. Fuck Papa. Gotcha. Call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast, tote iron. Was told in shootout, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady. Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus. Get off the notorious. Clean up before I squeeze them butts. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure. Biggie.
Oh, well, you're gonna do it.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set when I spark you wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? If fear you start to cry, ask why. Lyrically, I'm worse you. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You heard skit. Stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them. Cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow. Rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo. Laying with your bitch. I know hell you playing? You was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye, now you're brailing it. That's that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. In 88, so more powder than Johnson and Johnson, choke steel like Bronson. Vigilante, you wanna get on, son? You need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die. Listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue. They lightweight. Fred Gilly, my 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny. And you still recouping. Stupid.
If you don't know that Merc City is the best, you know what I mean, program in your internet area, tell your mom, you know what I mean, get off that Section 8, man, you know what I mean, take the welfare cheese and make some grill. And all I know is 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. Now back to my man and them, Sham God.
Peace. What's going on? Hey, yo, brother, oh, why you had to bring my young boy Ja Morant to the equation, man? Ja hold it down. Listen, we not going to make excuses to these motherfuckers that like to pick and choose, all right, because if that was another, that was a football player, a quarterback from Alabama sitting on the back of his pickup truck with a shotgun doing a TikTok reel or some YouTube or some shit like that, nobody would have a problem. But because John, his element, and he's telling, and he won't put that little ass pistol on camera, everybody won't have a problem. Listen, man, Ja Morant is in Memphis. That's a gun-friendly state. Everybody got guns. He a young dude with money. No, I don't think he should be in the trenches because he got too much money to be in the trenches. You go back to the trenches, you go back to your recreation center, and you give out bicycles and school supplies and things like that. But, man, if that man want to be in his living room or with his homies and he want to listen to some music that he like and that he grew up on, man, let that young brother get down because he ain't doing nothing different than what anybody else is doing, man. You feel me? And yo, y'all got Dr. J mad, y'all politicians, man. She called y'all assholes, man. See, I don't be hearing her talk like that. Listen, if you able to vote, vote responsibly. Do your due diligence before you make any decisions. But my stance on it, y'all know my stance on it. Y'all gotta get y'all shit together personally, because all recourse, it starts within the home first. You understand what I'm saying? And I, like in high school, I got a lot into these wrongful convictions, and I feel a lot of pain for a lot of people. Free me, Mia. You dig me? But the bottom line is, do your best to stay out in front of the judge. As a people, we need more self-accountability than anything. We need to do our best to pull ourselves together and just stay out of the way of any of those roadblocks that come in our way, man. But if you vote, vote responsibly. Biggie, back to Biggie. Man, Biggie.
I heard that, man.
Besides,
yeah, I love what you just said, cuz, but like I said, you know, John Morant, man, a lot of people always say, well, you know, the young people don't have mom and pop in their life. But this bro had mom and pop right now in his life. You know what I mean? And when you're a multimillionaire, like you said, man, things that you have to abide by. And, you know, right now, it's all about mental illness right now with y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on with him. You know, he's going through a whole lot, man. You know, first of all, let's take a dip. He should not be out there, man, just running ball with randoms. You know what I'm saying? The 17-year-old was probably talking shit to him. You know, oh, you ain't shit, man. Oh, I could dick you down, you know, NBA superstar and all that. You know what I mean? And then the young boy threw a ball at him. Totally disrespect, tried to hit him in the head with it. So, of course, you know, he brandished the thing, whatever. You know what I mean? But just like, you know, Takeoff. You know, you out there, you know, you out there, I said it. You know what I mean? Why you out there, you know, gambling, you know, with random bulls that you didn't know, per se, and then they start shooting and then they hit you while you running away. It's not even a confrontation. Some bitch shit happened, man. How you get shot, you know what I mean, in your head running away? You put yourself in bad situations, Sham God. You know, this looks good in your motherfucking area, bro. Talk to me.
But listen, man, look, that's a part of the game. What about Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
When you look at these,
this is true. And a lot of people saying that John Morant, I get it. They said that a lot of times John Morant right now reminds people of Allen. I get it. But however, man, when we gonna start learning from mistakes? But a lot of times, man, like I always been saying on this network, parenting, adulting. So somehow, some way, you know, to me, John Morant's parents are failing right now. Because there's no way in the world you get yourself ready for the world, ready for the NBA. Listen, man, let's go there. There's a rookie symposium, bro. Every athlete goes to a rookie symposium, the do's and don'ts, okay? You know, if you're drunk or you high or whatever, call a cab that is paid for by, you know, major sports leagues. But anybody want to drive their car? Let's go right to Henry Ruggs in the situation with my wonderful Las Vegas Raiders, right? Henry want to drive 150 miles down the straightaway, you know, from, like I said, from the golf course to his crib with his girl in the car, okay? So he didn't care about his life or the girl. Boom, he lost control and then killed an innocent girl and her dog. Now, he about to do 25 to life for one. You're a multimillionaire 1 second, and then now you are a felon. Look city in your area, man. That's what we try to teach.
Hey, what about Lawrence Taylor, man? Get like that sometime.
I'm going to take the first caller of the evening. Caller number one, you're live right now with Merc City in your area. You got your man Sham God. You got your girl Chichilla J, a.k.a. Princess C.
Yo, Brother O, shout out to the panel. It's Jesus from the Jesus Show. Much love and honor to everybody. Just checking in. And New York is in the building. Talk about Biggie Smalls. Now, I'm a little bit younger than him, you know what I'm saying? Born in 79. So I came up before him. But I know his life in heaven. I can tell you about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can see him in heaven, remember his life in heaven. I know Biggs more in heaven than I could resonate with him in flesh and blood. And metaphysically, I could understand him. But yet when it comes to the streets as a Crip myself, what he spoke about is what many could resonate with due to the environment and the lifestyle at the era of the time of hip-hop that transformed into rap. I will say that Biggs is one of the first. Well, Eazy-E really bought the hardcore rap, first of all, opened up the doors. And niggas on the East Coast, man, when Eazy got on the mic, man, that shit had New York lit. Niggas couldn't handle Eazy and them talking like that, man. Niggas felt sun on the East Coast, straight egotistically. And Eazy really set it off. Let me tell it. When Biggs popped off with that hardcore rap to my opinion, my era, born in 79, I gonna perceive it like that. On the East Coast, that Biggs was one of the first of few to my remembrance that on the East Coast bought that hardcore rap. Once Eazy got on the mic, niggas around the country felt sunned. It was a rap. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Eazy really sparked what was meant to be with the era of hardcore street rap music, man. It was a motherfucking, excuse me, whatever, a motherfucking Pandora's box that was open once KRS-One and them niggas started not being heard, Rakim and them niggas. Once my generation, the younger us niggas born 75, 74, Pac and all them niggas, that hardcore rap, Eazy and them niggas, even though it's about Biggs, but it's all connected magnetically, opened up a Pandora's box to the dark side of the mind when it comes to hardcore rap. And to my perception, that is the definition metaphysically and the purpose of hardcore rap, which is a Pandora's box that was opened from the dark side of the mind, which was the deepest depths of the oppression, the bondage, and the survival in our DNA and within our blood and within this frequency cage that we are in. So I want to speak from that point of view, being born in 79, not really exposed to rap music till I turned 14 to 15. I thought something was wrong with Biggs when I heard him on the radio because I had not been exposed to that mentality at that time. You see what I'm saying? So I had to open up my own Pandora's box out this motherfucker to be able to align with what where Biggs was coming from, especially when you're not exposed to the environment. You got to go within into the chaos self to be able to relate to a nigga like that. So much honor to Biggs. Honor to you, Dr. Chinchilla, to the panel, to the co-host, and to the best DJ in the land of multimedia, brother. Oh, much love, y'all, man. Jesus, yo.
Yeah, man, I got something to you, Jesus. Since we're going to go there, man, you know, it's time for my mid-song, Christine. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to get a gangster. You know what I'm saying? And to my fellow Crip, let's go to it. How about that, Christine?
Honeys had the hot top jelly, shooting skelly. Motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues. Turn your page into 1990.
That was a
West Coast. It's time to stand up, nigga. We gon' unite round this motherfucker one time. I'm calling every real Crip nigga and every real B-dog to the table right now. Yeah, we gon' push a real line right now. See if y'all with this real gangster gorilla shit. Have you ever seen 100,000 rip riders from the side? Blue chucks, blue rags, gray clouds, blue skies. On the move, can't lose, Hill Street blues. Niggas gotta pay they dues. On the cruiser with the Uzi, spray these suckers in a cruise. My granny saw it on the news. She shook up, look up, and then she put me on the move. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause the homies had to loop that night at King Park. And I got into a squad, got caught, and went to jail. Straight to the county with no motherfucking bail. 4800 with this crippin', oh well. My big homie Boy Blue snatched me by my coattail. He say, Trip dog, you better get right. Crip right, eyes open, cause niggas get stuck on seaside. It ain't no motherfucking problem. Pop, pop, tick tock, never flip flop. 20 quick and talk, right.
In the motherfucking S5 with the red bandana, double knotted round the rear view. Niggas see clear through, they know that it's game. Cherry red, low and hearts, let them know that I bang. So bang, like sleeping deep cover. I got the seat reclined, 4-5 under the white teeth, smothered dipping down green leaf. I ain't got no enemies, been shot 5 times. Now I bleed Hennessy and bang for my niggas locked up. They can't stop us, it ain't a gangster party till we go and dig Pac up. I'm Dr. Martin Luther King with 2 guns on. Huey P. Newton with Air Force Ones on. I gangbang, but I'm the opposite of Tupi Williams. Red Lambo, red bandana, Prince ceiling. Me and Snoop got the West Coast lock. Red and blue rag tied in the knot. But all my motherfucking homies shelling out. So cool, so cool, so cool, so cool. Come here, come here, come here. Yeah.
in Long Beach, I'm stuck. Ain't no bloods and all I see is blue chucks. Hopped out the six tray, nowhere to go. The Snoop pulled up in that Pittsburgh, still a 6-4. We just dippin', one blood and one crippin'. I'm on that bullshit, throwback Scott Pippin. Moral is my bandana hanging from the left side. So if you ain't a clip or a blood, just throw up west side. What up, blood?
Yeah, cuz we just tippin', me and gang doing things, switching lanes, hurricanes on my feet. Stop and see, walk to the beat. Gang, take the wheel and turn on 21st Street. East side, LBC. Gun in my hand, it's the turf by the surf, but we don't play in the sand. We just slip and slide out, we rip and ride out. Let it be known, nigga, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Come here, come here, come here, come here.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You know, I never forget where I'm from, where, you know, where God brought me to, you know what I'm saying? But don't you ever forget, you mess with me and mine, it is what it is. And that's my word, you know what I'm saying? And this is the legendary Mercury City Hip Hop program, brought to you live from Roslyn, Pennsylvania, Devlin Nation, and Ngozi Time Multimedia, Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the convo. It is brought to you by, you know what I'm saying, Dumb Boys. Now back to, you know, Princess C, you know, with her topic. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Hey, hey, Princess C back at you. And I did promise you I would tell you how to vote first, so I'm going to tell you the sites are going so y'all won't make no excuses, okay? All right, so you're going to go to PA Voter Services, PA.gov. Again, PA, Voter Services, PA.gov. It's an online application. You fill it out. You submit it right online. So you don't have to worry about putting a stamp on it. You don't have to worry about traveling nowhere. And I know y'all all computer savvy, so y'all can do it right on your cell phones, on your laptop, your tablet, okay? Vote. Register to vote, all right? It is your duty. It is your choice. Make that choice, because there was a time when black people could not vote. Now that you can, let's make it happen, okay? And make some changes happen within this criminal injustice system, all right? So now, my next topic, everybody, we're going to talk about opportunity, okay? Because so many of you, you let opportunities just slip away. You let it pass you by. When opportunity knocks, guess what? You should open that door, because you never know when that opportunity is going to come your way again. And guess what? Some opportunities never come the hell back, okay? So when it knocks, say hello. Here I am. Come on in, opportunity. All right, so I got a good opportunity for y'all tonight, and I'm going to tell you what it is. And you want to make some money, stop crying about ain't no jobs, because guess what? There are jobs out there, but are you willing to work is the question, okay? So if you're not willing to work, that's another thing. But I got a great opportunity for y'all, and you can pass this information on to others, okay? So anyway, there's a union apprentice job that's happening. And guess what? It's not just one position, y'all. They have many openings. So union apprentice jobs that are available. You can earn $22 an hour to start, okay, with the Philly Shipyard, okay? Training program starts March 27th to April the 17th. Now, listen, you can't wait to March 27th and say, oh, I'm going to go down here. I'm going to do this now. The deadline to apply is March 10th. When is that? That is this Friday, 5 p.m. That's the deadline. And to apply, you can go to navyyard.org/workforce/jobs. If you can't remember that, y'all check out my page, Chinchilla Jonesia's page, or go to Mike MIC Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page, and it'll be on there posted. But again, navyyard.org/workforce/jobs. And listen, who should apply for this? Hey, if you're goal-oriented, you don't, guess what? You don't need any experience, everybody. It says union apprentice job. So you don't need no experience, okay? All you have to do is be goal-oriented, motivated, with the desire to obtain full-time permanent employment in the government and commercial shipbuilding industry, okay? So this is an awesome opportunity for some of y'all that are listening tonight and for people that you may know that need employment. And you must be able to thrive in a labor-intensive, fast-paced environment that operates in an all-weather condition. So that means if it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's too hot, guess what? You're going to still be working, all right? So you have to be able to endure the cold and also the heat, all right? Also, in-person facilitated sessions, they start, like I said, March 27th. And it's Monday through Friday that you have to show up from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's only 3 hours, y'all. 3 hours a day. And it's going to run through March 27th to April 17th. 3 hours a day where you're going to learn and become an apprentice. And then you have the opportunity of getting full-time permanent employment in the government, okay, and in the commercial shipbuilding industry. So guess what? You want to make some money? Here you go. And let me tell you, here's your criteria. You must be a resident of the city of Philadelphia. So if y'all from some other city, hey, sorry, it ain't for you, damn it. All right? Commit to the full training schedule, and that's, again, March 27th to April the 17th. You have to have a high school diploma or GED, okay? And you must be unemployed. Have access to a laptop or a desktop computer with a webcam, high-speed internet, and also, you got to, again, be motivated, okay? Goal-oriented, everybody, and unemployed. So if you got a job already, guess what? It don't apply to you either, damn it. You got to have a high school diploma or GED. So for those y'all that say, oh, I wish I could do that, go out there, get your damn GED, okay? Some of y'all like 30, 35 years old and dropped out of school, you know, before you even got to 12th grade, and y'all sitting out on the street selling drugs. You want to stop selling drugs? Get your damn GED, okay? Get off those corners selling drugs, okay? It's dangerous. You're going to either wind up dead, in jail, or anything else, okay? Dead in jail, those are the two worst things. Either you're dead, you can't do anything then. You're in jail, and then, hey, guess what? Some of y'all that's in jail and been to jail time and time and time again for selling drugs. When are you going to wake up? It's a dangerous life, everybody, a dangerous one. So get off them street corners and start doing something with y'all's lives. There you go. There you have it. And this is open to any age. So if y'all are 18 with a high school diploma, 17 with a high school diploma, if you're 35 or 40 with a high school diploma or GED, you can apply too. Again, navyyard.org/workforce/jobs. Get off your asses and do something. I'm Princess C. Now back to Big E.
Who y'all talking to, man?
Check it out. Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches and other niggas' cribs. Thinking shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick flows for ya. Kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the Mac Pack. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, when you park that. Petiteness, but that ass fat. You got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though. Hit harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if you trippin', disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a cannabis stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her. Find a deal with her. She fuck around and steal, huh?
then we all get laid. Television, Versace heaven, when I'm up in them, the shit she kicks, all the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick ridiculous, the shit was plus. She stressing me to fuck, like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed, quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he play against the Utah Jazz. My 112, CD blast, I was passed. She came twice, I came last, roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan, honey, I'm home, yup. So chrome for situations like this. I'm up in his broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, legs, he begging me to stop. But the cat getting closer, getting hot like a toaster. I cock the toast, before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't wanna blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though the situation looking kinda ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a soft pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love close and shit. Blast the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's the stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad G's out the floor. Put stacks in the pot of that sack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the five. Call my niggas on the cell, bring some weed. I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna believe what the fuck happened to me. Who that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib. This bitch fucking run them on Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in the spot, so
in Pennsylvania, and of course in Ghosty Time Multimedia, Lagos, Nigeria. We Beverly Nation Strong. 516-453-9133. All you gotta do is press 1 to join the conversation. Carla, you're live right now with you and Olasky and Merc City. Who are you? Where you calling from?
Yes, good evening. This is Matthew Graham. I'm calling from South Jersey. I tuned in from the very beginning. Another super show, as usual, exceptional and beautiful. I heard Sam God from the beginning. Thank you again, Brother O, Chinchilla J, as well as Christina. I heard her speak earlier, and I caught her show the last time, and Sam God. I remember I heard Sam God's last show when he was talking about not receiving the gifts from the enemy, and I heard Christina's show as well when she was talking about the genetic memory and the galaxies. I just figured, you know, there was so much on the roll and everything was so great. I didn't want to, like, press any buttons and say anything. But I've definitely been tuning in, definitely been listening. Super tracks. You know you have me bobbing my head over here. Jam God and you, Brother O, both of you were talking about something earlier when you first started with Biggie. And it made me think, about, like, the power of words. Rooney talks about it a lot, too, with sound therapy and how you got to watch what you say because your words are very powerful. Like, when Biggie came out, his first album was called Ready to Die. And what happened? He died. Puffy and Mace, very religious. Biggie Smalls, though, comes out with a song called Victory, and he says, the son of Satan, they say my killing's too blatant. He records it at Daddy's House recording studios, and how many months pass before he gets blasted in the smithereens? Words are definitely powerful, like they're really serious. And I mean, I don't know how much to say on that, but they're definitely powerful. And as well, I listened to what Chinchilla J was saying. She always has super things to say, wrongful convictions, about the voting rights as well. There's something that I wanted to mention, though. There's something going on. I don't know if this would be something to be alarmed about or to keep watch. This Amazon systems that is supposed to be handling the voting, and this is not something that is decentralized. And if Amazon and the CEO and the company leans towards a certain political bias and supports, let's say, Trump, for example, then how is he going to have a system that handles voting that's not decentralized and it's supposed to actually be accurate? Like Peter Pan could win the election if in that case, because it's not really under the people's control. We're like almost like going into like really uncharted, shaky territory right now. I just thought I'd mention that because like I'm really kind of concerned about that. And I don't know. I just figured I'd chime in. And again, like thank you so much for all you're doing, the great music and the great topics that you discuss.
Well, I appreciate what you said, Matt. You know, something you brought up too. I mean, it's been the same thing, regardless of Amazon or, you know, underworld figures when it came out that, you know, John F. Kennedy being elected. There's always a puppeteer, you know what I'm saying? So that has never changed, you know, going all the way back to maybe the 1700s, you know, when Washington got in there. You know what I mean? Nothing. I always say this, Matt, and this is real. You know, you have a package. The package is the same, but the bow and the, you know, and the wrapper are different. They still present you with the same package. And so I love the fact that, you know, intellectually you brought that up. But, you know, that's politics, man. That's what we, you know, that's what how they get down, man. So I want to thank you for your call tonight. And then we're going to bring right back the two people, the principals right here, Sham God and Chinchilla J. Now, guys, you know, it's talk time right here at Merc City. And I always say I'm going to go to Dr. Chinchilla J first. Dr. J, what's on your mind right now that you want to let, you know, the young people understand, you know, what's seething in you? What, you know, what you don't like about, you know, the culture of young people at this time and through hip-hop and through, you know, how they dress or, you know, how they talk, you know, the family structure. You know, talk about that, Dr. J, and then let Sham God, you know, come after you and what he feels about, you know, the same type of, you know, message.
Yeah, sure. All right. My problem with young people today, like times have really changed tremendously from when I was growing up, okay? I grew up like back in the 60s and 70s, okay? And times have changed so much. Like today, what really ticks me off, okay, is when I see young people and hear young people in my travels and they have no damn respect for their elders, okay? And they show that in so many ways. Number one, they curse, and they don't care what the hell comes out their mouth in front of older people. Now, you know, I'm like, I'll be 60 in August, okay? But, you know, they curse around me. They'll even curse around little old ladies, okay? Because I don't look my age, so they even curse around little old ladies that are about maybe 80 years old. They'll curse around them. They don't care, okay? So they're ignorant. They're untrained. No upbringing, okay, or anything. And then what else ticks me off about these young people, okay, sometimes I ride the bus. And on the bus, you see these young boys sitting down in seats, and then you see an older lady get on a bus, okay, with bags. and they sit their asses there and don't offer her a seat. You know, that pisses me off. Now, I don't care about myself because I can stand up and, you know, whatever. I'm in good health. But these little old ladies, I get up and give my seats to the old people. And so when these young boys, I see them on the bus, guess what? I will tell them, I say, look, what is wrong with you? Do you see that elderly lady sitting there, standing up there? Get up. Give her your seat. And I don't have a problem telling them that. And when I do, guess what? They get their butts up and they give their seat to the old lady. And when I when they curse around me, I tell them, look, you need to change that profanity because you, I'm your elder, and you see other older people than me standing around you. Why are you cursing? And some, for the most part, most of them, they look and say, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm sorry. And see, we can't be afraid to say these things to these young people. As long as y'all just let it go and see them out here being so disrespectful, they're going to continue to disrespect their elders. Because guess what? Most of them were not taught not to behave in that manner. And then the way they dress, oh, Lord, we talked about this the other night. Pants hanging off their asses, okay, showing their drawers and all that kind of stuff, looking stupid with someone with their pants hanging below their butt, like all the way down to their thighs, and, you know, like their pants are falling off and they can't hardly walk, okay? How the hell are you going to run like that if somebody's chasing you, okay? You're not. You're going to fall. So they look like idiots, Brother Owen. It just pisses me off, and their parents don't teach them no better. And so it's a shame. And we can't always blame the child for these the way they behave because their behavior is conducive to their upbringing. They're not having an upbringing. Their parents are not teaching them in a way of which a child should go, like the Bible. Okay, their parents are not instilling any morals, values, or principles within them. And they see their parents behaving in certain manners, and their parents are not being role models. So it starts at home to me. It starts at home. And we have to really take a look at that and not always blame these children. And if people would begin to take an interest in our youth to give them a difference and make a difference in their lives and show them that, hey, you don't have to do this, and, hey, there are people that care, okay? So most of them are suffering from lack of love and lack of care, lack of attention. And parents, y'all need to get y'all shit together.
You heard what she said. Now, something that I always want to bring up to attention, especially with the story. You know what I mean? 2014, you know, and only Antonia Bass understands this before I go to Shamgar, right? You know, they had a Dr. King trucker fund. Shut up, Dr. J. I'm talking right now. We had a Dr. King trucker fund. You should not even have the guts to even do that. Why are y'all partying the wrong way on Dr. King's birthday, 366 leap year, whatever? You know what I'm saying? How can you do that? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, when you become a parent, are you an effective adult? That's the key. You know what I'm saying? Are you an effective adult? Become a parent, and then that parent, you know, are you a effective parent because you're a good adult? It's a cipher. It's always moving. 360 degrees. You know what I'm saying? Like Grand Poobah said. Go ahead, Sham God. We're waiting. You know, what gets on your nerves about the youth?
Dr. J said it all, man. And just to build on that and to add on, what it's really all about is these young boys ain't got no balance. You understand what I'm saying? Because, man, it's hard out here for these young men out here. Because they trying to figure out how to grow up and be productive parts of their community, whatever their community looks like. If their community looks like crap, they gonna grow up to try to be a productive part of that crap. And it's sad to say, it's either they gonna be a part of the crap or be the ones trying to clean it up. And the ones that's trying to clean it up, they don't get enough love and respect out here. So, I mean, like, this Merc City, so to keep it gangster, like. And since we're talking about Biggie was a backpack rapper. He was a storyteller. You understand what I'm saying? Like he was more Busta Rhymes and Tribe Called Quest than anything. But that's not what the bitches want here. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? That's not what gets the people That's not what gets the people's money. That's not what sells. Sex, money, and murder sells. And it's messed up when it comes to our people, because our people, we're really in dire situations. We're really in a situation where we need recourse. So we can't, you know, it's like, does the art imitate life, or does the life imitate art? And that's a crazy cipher that we have to deal with every day, because, I mean, like, what's the difference between James Bond and Max Julian? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you want to say, oh, James Bond, he was an espionage, he was a spy, and Max Julian was a pep. But in essence, they're the same people. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just crazy how we look at our people and how the labels are put on our people for the same actions as the other people. And that's why we got to go harder, and we got to be sharper. We got to think smarter. We got to move smarter. And this is why I tell everybody, like, no, I'm not a Muslim by any means, and I'm not a Christian by any means. But it's like, you got to clean yourself up first, man. You got to clean yourself up first. These young cats, they need some balance. They don't know how to see. My mom, she gave me balance, because if I came in the crib acting crazy and out of order, she was going to put me right back in order. But as time went on and the parents got younger and they started having more children, it's where we're really in a situation where our children, they need to take it upon themselves, because a lot of our children don't have parents. They need to go find their parents. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times you're not going to find your parents in the home, because if your parents in the home and they on Percocets all day, or they just chasing a check all day and they not being attentive to your needs and things like that, you're never going to grow and be fruitful as a child. But there's a lot of options out here now. It's 2023, man. Go to the recreation center. Learn how to shoot a basketball. Learn how to throw a jazz. Go to your local church. Get involved in your community. You know what I'm saying? Go to Muhammad's Mosque number 12. It's right there on Broad and Cumberland. You understand what I'm saying? Go clean yourself up. I don't care if you got to cut your dreads, if you got to shave your face, if you got to sell some newspapers and bean pies to become a productive citizen out here. You need to do that. And once you learn how to do that and you add that balance to your life, then you can go back out in this world and let your nuts hang like I did. You understand what I'm saying? I clean myself up. Now I come out here and I do what I want, because I can, what's the term they use? Code switch. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it real, but you got to be able to move out here as well and stay alive and free, man. Hey, man, that's what it is, brother. Oh.
Well, listen, man, you know, I'm going to go there with you as you're chilling right now. Hey, doctor, are you ready to listen to what is the number one song right now for young people? Shangri, are you ready for this?
What?
Because I'm a master of hip-hop.
Yeah,
let's go to King Von right now. Yeah.
We be with the killers. They kill all the fucking killers, nigga. You know the fuck we rocking, man. For sure.
Number one in your area right now with young people. That's why they died in the street. You
got it fucked up. Niggas talking on the net like, pop out where you at, ayy. All we know is pop out with our guns, we from the rack, ayy. Pop out, catch that nigga, try to run, we wet his back. All you cocky, turned you to a dog because you crack tricks.
Bitch!
Even though we have him, he a blam son. Who you talk about? Hey, bitch, I'm talking about grandson. Fought them, took them bullets, we put switches on them handguns. Fought them, got caught shooting on the camera, put your mask on. I get that callie at the box, I'm trying to kill him, huh? What? That bitch gon' tell me y'all the info, I'ma milk him, huh? What? To them, you super tough, to us, you just a bitch.
You just a bitch.
My bitch be mad, I come in late, bitch, I was drilling.
Bitch, I was drilling.
The ops be tough when they get shot, they in they feelin'.
They in they feelin'.
Don't take too long, I get that call, I'm there in a minute, huh?
Huh? Gang,
gang, gang, gang. I be riding with my gun and I'm a felon.
Huh? What?
Since you cocky with your head, we crack your melon.
Huh?
I put my trust inside my brother, but he was telling. It's deeper than rapping if I catch him on Manila. Where he stay, he think he safe, but we know where he stay. Hey. On the land, we do it for Mo, and the O, we do it for Big A.
Get back Mo, what you off? Tic-tac-toe, what you thought? TKO, think we soft.
Catch his ass and tear him off.
Be back in school, I was a fool of real stuff. You better dip this, you get hit, they cannot help. They tryin' they best, they runnin' like you wanna mess. A nice pick on their shirt, that's what
they better do. Set my alarm is trying to kill cause we on schedule. I can't speak on what we doing, that shit federal. You thought that you call me lacking, I'm ahead of you. You trying to rap and you get cute, they gon' be mad at you.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Number
yes,
one in the United States of America right now. Number one in America right now, right there. All about killing. Hold on, Chinchilla. I want you go on last with this one. Go ahead, Sharon God. What you gotta say about these young boys, man? You good? You good? You good, Sharon God? You good? It's a Merch City in your area.
I'm good, man. I'm in a place to be. Merch City, we're making it great. Always.
How you feel about that track there, boy?
Well, yeah. Everything, dumping. That was that Dirk right there. I can't say too much about Dirk. You mean look, I can't talk about Dirk because he be tied in too much stuff. I try not to speak on Dirk because he too street political. He got too much going on, man. But I like Dirk. Man. He wanted the young cats that really rap. But look, that's what I was saying, man. It's that fine line between does the art imitate life or does the life imitate art, man? Because when your art becomes all about beefing with other folk and antagonizing the enemies and creating real life situations out here, whether it's gang violence or anything, that's when the art gets tricky. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I appreciate about the Locks. And you know what I'm saying? And the Locks is real fitting for tonight because the Locks are some of the Biggie's proteges. Like when you look at Biggie, a lot of people came from this tree, whether it be Jay-Z, whether it be all them Brooklyn cats, man, Fabulous, and then, you know, Locke, they from Yonkers, but all them Bad Boy dudes, Black Rob and Mace and Lil' Kim and Lil' C's and all that, at least they had a system in the way of writing their music to where though they could say, you know what, yeah, in our past life we were gangsters and we were involved in these things so now we can write music about those things and not still be involved with those things, more from a Quincy Jones type stuff, you know, like just composing straight from the mental. But now these young cats with the pressure of social media and everything right in front of your face and being on the camera, they feel pressured to live a life that they ain't gotta live, you saying? Because, you know, they get online and somebody call them a pussy online, now they feel like they gotta respond. And that's not the way to go, man. For real, like, you know, people always try to say music, what's the problem? Music is just entertainment. You know what I mean? What's the difference between Samuel Jackson dropping 100 motherfuckers and Beanie Siegel dropping 10 motherfuckers in this song? You know, like, but it's like, you know, it's social media is the problem. The media always been a problem, except here on Merch City because we bring the best media experience. But y'all know what I'm talking about, the news and the social media and all the tools that's used to fuel the fire that honestly wouldn't even be there if these devices didn't even exist. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that, man. Like, listen. You know, what you just said, how you get changed, anybody know I can't hang, man, for real. So, you know, and I don't, you know, glorify that, but I did what I did. I don't apologize for anything I did because it, you know, grew me to a person who I am today, you know, a multimedia master. You know what I mean? I learned from my mistakes, you know what I'm saying? I could easily be in jail, you know what I mean, in San Quentin back home, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, six and clean. But, you know, I learned from other people's mistakes to be able to come on. Hold on. Yeah, I got you. Hold on. But, you know, where I come from, man, you know what I mean, still crippled. But still, in a positive way, because that's what Merch City is. You know what I mean? And I know Chinchilla is biting at the bit. I'm going to keep it on hold because I know Hoonie Bacatil want to say something. Go ahead, Hoonie. What you got to say, man? Now, you pressed it. You know what I mean? Hey, let me on. You know, that man pressed his hand many times on this blog talk network. What's up, Mitch, you Hall of Famer?
Yeah, but here's the difference, though. We did it with the old-fashioned knuckle game where we had a chance to live, man. Back in the day, you know, somebody might get hit with a 40 or whatever. But the gunplay didn't come until later on, man. But my main thing is this. You know, like I said earlier, for entertainment purposes, yeah, but you're dealing with a people that's been in a state of ignorance for such a long time. They can't decipher between real and imagination. And you got young brothers and sisters, even the elderly, even the innocent, is dying by these idiots out there, man, that don't have no sense of self-respect or control. So it's out of hand now. They can listen to this music, and they don't have the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to be able to decipher that what they're saying is just on record, or what you're watching is just on a movie. Those are actors.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So like I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
it's a difference when they put all of this stuff in the studio, and then you got the people, like a Snoop Dogg and them, they done made their money. They don't have to live in this hood no more. You get what I'm saying? So, but you got a lot of people who's struggling, who walk out the house and living in these neighborhoods where it's a struggle to survive every day. This is the only thing that they know. You get what I'm saying? That's the only thing I'm getting. And what they're calling hip hop, I mean, to me, it's a slap in the face. What they're calling, that's not hip hop. You understand, especially coming from a Nas style rapper. That's a whole bunch of
ignorance. Well, you know, I love what you just said too. Oh, I gotta correct you something. Hold on. I gotta correct you because we know that you know it's a part of hip hop. You know, hold on a second. What the fuck that is? Sound like Wu-Tang and shit. But you know, it's drill music in hip hop, Pony Bakaton. So that's what the young kids are listening to, and that's their story. And they're gonna give you their story. That's what they do. You know what I mean? And Merc City is always going to be a part of that. That's what makes Merc City so relevant, and that's why we've been able to stay on for, you know, almost 11 years with this thing, with this franchise, man. So I'm glad you called in. And I know that Chinchilla J is ready to go off the bat. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to bring Shan back on that. He sounded like, you know, Gunsu Dinsu over there with Jizz in them. But anyway, go ahead. It's a conflict between you and Sham God,
because
I'm getting off here. It's between y'all two. Bye.
All right. So anyway, y'all, listen. That darn shit I just heard, okay, by that King Von, whoever the hell he is, that was just totally disgusting. And it's, you know, typical of the rap music that we hear today. They're always promoting either drugs, either sex, violence, and, you know, hating each other, beefing with each other, trying to get revenge, and, you know, all this dumb crap. And the lyrics to these songs today, a lot of them don't even make no sense, okay? And that song that was just played, and it's number one in the United States of America, shame on y'all, America. Shame on you parents that allow your children to listen to that bullshit. It doesn't make sense, okay? And y'all wonder why they like they are now, okay? Listen at what's going into their hearing. These things are in their minds, and then it becomes in their hearts. It's been programmed into their being, and, you know, like subliminal messages. And we look at this music industry, which I, you know, get really pissed off with all the time, because this is what they want to see our children listening to. And if we look at the music industry, who runs it? Okay? The Jews. Okay? And they run the banks, okay, and most of the corporations as well in this country. And we don't own the music industry, but we're the ones that are busy providing all this entertainment for America, okay, and the world. Yet, as black people, we don't own the music industry when we should be the ones with the biggest stock in the music industry, and we should own the record labels, but hey, where are our record labels? We'll see. You know, Jay-Z got his, and Diddy, you know, he got his. But they're all promoting this dumb crap for our kids to listen to, okay? They're putting these new rappers out here, and these rappers are coming left and right, and then you see them in the inner cities, like, competing with each other, okay, and getting mad when somebody else is, you know, making more noise on social media, and then you begin to see these up-and-coming rappers, as they call them, that are really booming on social media. Then next thing you know, okay, where they at? Somebody done shot them up. They dead, okay? Or either they're in prison. And this is so crazy.
Hold on, Dr. J. I got no one for you, Nicki Minaj. I got one of these other names I'm going to share. I'm going to talk about it and bring my next caller. You know, before we get off here, I'm going to make you mad as shit. Let's go. Future.
Mask on. Fuck it. Mask on. Mask on. Fuck it. Mask on.
This is dedicated to Dr. Tishino J. I know she loves this type of music, man. Love City in your area!
Purposes, yeah, mileage purposes.
I'm the alchemist, man. The young kids want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I still got, you know what I mean, Chinchilla? The young kids want to hear this shit. You good? You good with this shit? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? I'm so fucking loving it, man. Yo, I'm in the fucking lab. Listen. Before y'all motherfuckers start talking, I got a caller. Yeah, Percocet. Molly Percocet. Yeah.
Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
Hello, guys. This is Deanna Speaks.
Hey, Deanna. How you doing?
I'm not doing so good, but I definitely wanted to call in and support the show. I wanted to ask you a question about something, and I also make a comment. You talked about the bus and, like, getting up, but my question to you is, there's times that I've been on the bus in the past when I used to catch it, and you're aware that I have fibromyalgia, and you're aware of how long it took me to walk when we all met up in Philly. My question is, how do you determine between someone who doesn't get up because maybe they may have a physical ailment themselves versus someone who does not? And does that ever come into your mind when, you know, you tell someone they get up?
Okay. So for the most part, like I said, I'm talking about the young teenage boys or somebody that's in their 20s. Okay. They're sitting there, they're talking, they're moving around while they're sitting in their seat. So they don't have any ailments sitting there like that, you know. Although, you know, there are some people that get on the bus that do have some ailments, but these boys not. The ones I'm talking about, no ailments whatsoever. They get on the bus, nice and healthy, walking, you know, doing what they do, sitting there cursing and all that kind of stuff, and they're just ignorant and rude because they don't know that the right thing to do is to get up and give your seat to an elderly woman, a pregnant woman. You know, it's just sad, Tiana. It's so sad. It's really ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
I do agree with that. The only thing is that's the same way people view me as well. They think everything's okay just because I'm moving, I'm walking. So that's the only reason why I wanted to bring that. I'm not saying that nothing's wrong with them. I mean, that something is wrong with them, but I'm saying it's definitely a possibility because that's exactly how people view me every day, like nothing is wrong, you know. And I suffer 24/7, you know. But my next thing is I agree with you with the music thing. And, you know, I just recently got sent something from another record label to my inbox, and I watched the video, and it was a girl shaking her butt with the money flying. I'm like, when does this get old? When does this get old? Like, it's like this is what's happening long time ago. Like, well, this is still cute today. Like, somebody twerking on the bed with money. Like, when do we?
Yeah,
like,
it's still cute. It's still cute. No, they're not gonna stop it. They're not gonna stop it, Tiana. They're not gonna stop it. It's what sells. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it sells. Like, you know, this is what hip hop. This is what hip hop is now. You know what I mean? You're not saying that talk to you. You know, because Chinchilla's for another, you know, level. You know, she's an old head. Then talk to Sharon's guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it real to you about hip hop, man. And Dr. J, she hit it on the nose. Like, it's just the ownership. But hip hop is totally different. It's not like the NBA. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the NBA got owners. There's only 30 something teams, and only a certain amount of people get drafted every year. New rappers pop up every day. It's the problem with the rappers that wouldn't be a part of the machine. You understand what I'm saying? It's not the 80s. It's not the 90s. You don't need the machine no more. You understand what I'm saying? You can go out here and do for self with this social media thing. Like, look, man, we average 19, 20, 21 million listeners. Man, if I drop a song tonight and everybody just buy my phone for $1, wouldn't I be a millionaire overnight?
I know. I was thinking
it's really
that too.
Simple.
I was thinking that too.
We want to listen to it. And unfortunately, all the wrong stuff get pushed in front of our faces. But I know what.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of artists that have been doing it for a long time, and they still around in it, and they don't talk about any of that crazy stuff, man. Rest in peace to True Garden God, man. Plug to, you know, all my De La Soul fans. Like, there's a lot of cats out here doing their thing, man, and they don't talk about that foolishness. It's just the spotlight is enormous, so we have to take it upon ourselves as a people and use our discernment to look at the right things because it's out there right there in front of our face. We just
well, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go there right now, and I want to thank Tiana for the call. Tiana, when's your next show?
My next show is March 10th, The Power of Thought, at 9:30 p.m. And I'll be talking about bad habits.
Yeah, this is sound like it's a bad habit right here in Merck City with the music we playing. A lot of bad habits, you know what I'm saying? That young lady right there, man, you know, she's called the rookie class, man. I appreciate her, you know, standing in concrete, man, and want to be here, man, and do her job. Now, yeah. Of course, I'm going to go there with y'all right now, right? Here's the situation. I love what my man just said, Sham God, right? Why is this a movement? It's because we dropped the ball as parents. You know what I'm saying? There's no civilities. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the kids are crying out. And you know what, Chinchilla? Yeah, they should cry out. Because that's their experience. That's what hip-hop's become. So they have a right, like you do on in your show, and Shad God does on his show, and where I produce, freedom of speech. You know what I mean? Molly Percocet. It is what it is. Damn it. It's your fault. You know what I'm saying? Not the people at WBNN, but the people around the world. Say it again?
Now, so they were snorting powder in the 80s on your favorite rappers.
It's, you know what, though? It's progression. It goes back to, if you go there, it goes back to the blues. You know what I mean? You know how to do music. Okay? It's not about the 80s. Hold on. It's not even about the 80s. It goes back to the music. You know what I mean? Where your girl, you know what I mean, from Shy said, I don't care about your girl, call me. Get your dime. If your girlfriend, and she's a friend of mine, you know, get your number and a dime, call me anytime. Or that's a silly mother. Girlfriend. Or this morning. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm a connoisseur of music, bro. So it's always been around. You know what I mean? Back to Johnny Taylor in 1958. Jody. You know what I mean? Jody at the back door. Okay, the man, you go out there, working every day, and Jody come in and fucking his bar, right? Shamrock? Ain't shit changed, bro.
I'm listening.
So, you know what I mean? It's just, that's how music is, man. And so, 80s, 90s, 2000s, whatever. Get them good.
Listening to NWA, they could have been listening to Public Enemy as well.
Well, there are choices. It's like E-40 said, right? I played that music when you came on the network, right? E-40, choices. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Are you a dancer or a lady? Yeah, nope, right? So it's music, man. That's what I do, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, man,
like, you know. Huh? What'd you say?
Not that was that shit right there. E-40 to Bay. I like that song. Choices.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it is what it is, man. Fuck that too. It goes all the way back to the 40s, man. You know, the Mills brothers and all that. You know what I mean? My man, Lewis Jordan, Caledonia. Why do your feet be so big? You talk about black women, and they might have a big feet. They matter too. So it's always been trapped, bro. You know what I mean? It's just an expression of what the kids, yeah, Chinchilla. It's always the expression of the times that it is. Cowboy, why did your feet be so big? That's slurring. Poor child, she got a 5'9", and she only 5'5". Poor Caledonia, right? It's all trap. So, on that note, we're going to have final thoughts. Before I get to my Ngozi fire, we're going to go to, let you know, of course, my man Sham God do his thing, you know what I'm saying, the God. But, of course, you know, Fifth Ready Commissioner, you know what I mean, host of the year and all that old shit, Dr. Chinchilla J, your final thoughts of this evening, man, and what y'all brought together, man, Merck City area.
Dr.
J. No, you are Dr. J.
Yeah, I always go last. I'm my final thoughts.
Now, you want to go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, back to the rap stuff, y'all. So, you know, I definitely don't get down with that rap today because it's like really, really messing up our young people. And especially when you see the young girls out there, which is so sad, they will twerk their asses off to songs that are belittling them and berating them, that's disrespecting them, you know, with calling them bitches and this and suck my dick and all that stuff. And
Lord, suck my dick, Wow, those
songs are here. This is what these guys are saying, these songs, and the girls, they, you know, they just twerk as hard as they can. It seems like the worse the songs sound with the stuff they be saying in these songs about these girls, the harder they twerk. And it's sad. It is a sad damn shame, and it really pisses me off when I see that happening. And then with the girls, the females, they call each other bitches today. And then the guys call each other niggas. And, you know.
Hold on. I got to get it right. No, the girls call each other bro.
Oh, yeah, somebody in the younger generation, they do. The ones that right now that's in high school, in middle school, they
call each other bro. Yo, what's up, bro? What we doing tonight, bro? We going out? We going to party, bro? Come on, Chichilla. Talk about that shit. What's in your area?
Wow. Yeah, I know my granddaughter, she's 16. She, you know, her generation call each other bruh and bro. I'm like, oh, my God, who you talking to? She talking to her girlfriend. Okay, but anyway, all this crazy madness going on. Hey, if I don't forget, okay, y'all can register to vote online, PAvoterServices.pa.gov. The voter registration deadline, in order for you to vote in this primary election in Philadelphia, which is May 16th, the deadline to register is May. Also, again, go to Navy for that darn apprentice job, okay? If y'all want to go and get involved in that apprenticeship, you got to go online and register and apply. Don't let this opportunity pass you the hell by, okay? Don't let people talk you out of it. $22 an hour. If you ain't got no damn job right now, $22 an hour is damn good, and it's making a lot more than what this damn minimum wage here is in Philadelphia. It's still under $8 an hour, which is shit.
Okay,
so go to NavyYard.org /workforce/jobs. Get on it. I'm your girl, Princess.
All right, man.
See?
Yes, her. And she loves your music. Chichilla, see? All the folks out there, your commissioner loves your music. Mm-hmm. All right, now, so,
Wait a minute, I forgot. I wanted to give a shout out to Jesus. It was so good hearing from you tonight, girl. Yes. All right, guys.
Yes, yes. Jesus, the one who pleased us, and also, a special service announcement for all the people listening to News Forum. Our girl loves trap music. All right, now,
you gotta stop playing with me.
Go ahead, Sam God.
Hey man, y'all all here fooling tonight. I love the energy though. But I just wanna thank you guys first and foremost, you know, for the platform and everything, Brother O, Dr. J, Princess C. Thanks for all the callers for calling in. I mean, remembering Biggie. You know, today's March 6th, but he was assassinated on March 9th. And, you know, remembering his legacy and all that, you know, if you vote responsibly. And if you're going to indulge in any entertainment, whether it be music, whether it be movies, whether it just be social media, make sure you follow the right pages on Instagram. Make sure you tune into the right artists and make sure you watch this. You know, you put in the right images in your mind because, yes, entertainment is good, and it helps us escape, and it helps us do a whole lot of things. But there's also a little programming behind that. And unless we're practicing our discernment and really understanding that fine line between art imitating life and life imitating art, we need to put the right things into our mind, people. I think that's the whole moral of the story, because there's always going to be good, and there's always going to be bad. There's always going to be niggas talking crazy. And there's always going to be voices of reason out here. You understand what I'm saying? You always going to have your artists like, you know, I'm just going to name two of my favorite artists. You always going to have your Futures, and you always going to have your, you know, your J. Cole and your Kendrick Lamar and your Jordan Lucas. But you know, be mindful of what you're listening to and understand what's going on out here, because it's a narrative and it's a story behind all these music. Even when I write my music, you know, I say a lot of crazy shit in my hooks and my choruses, but when you listen to my verses, there's a deeper story behind that, and there's a lot of emotion behind that. And to all the young people listening, man, if y'all don't understand the emotion, if y'all don't respect the pain that's in Dr. J's voice when she talk about how y'all be acting out here in the city, making a mockery of our people and claiming this demon time shit when our righteous place out here is to be the gods of this, you know, of this earth, you're not only being disrespectful to a figure out here, a public figure, a motherly figure out here to a lot of us, but you're being disrespectful to yourself. And if you don't mind hating yourself, there's really nothing that anybody can do for you. You know what I'm saying? Those are my final thoughts, brother. Thanks.
Yes, indeed. Dr. Chichilla J, Sham God Power Hill, Sham God Class of 2023, and Dr. Chichilla J, Class of 2022. I love it, man. It is what it is. Tomorrow night, our girl's coming back from Arizona, and she's done a great job down there at the Border Control. And what more can be said about the 2019 WBNN Host of the Year, the 2019 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, and, of course, the 2021 Lifetime Achievement, Mr. Jerry Pitino, and the great, great honor of the Jerry Pitino Show tomorrow night with America's Got Talent winner, Mr. Gregory Morton, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the Story Network. We are Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising to win Gozy Time Multimedia at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter. That is Gozy _time. All of them in Malay with Gozy at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions on one for program tonight? Oh, late day late. That it goes with my @gmail.com. And I am the 2022 NFL Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever and all the rest of the awards. Man, fuck all that. I am your mother's father's favorite producer, all of the little laboring, Gozy, saying good night, and let the other folks out there, our friends, or any other supporters on a constant basis. Man, tell your grandma, you know what I mean? She's too old. Tell your mama, I'll be over soon. Yeah!
I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I don't want to live no more, sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Right.
I know how it feel to wake up, fucked up, pocket broke as hell, another rock to sell. People look at you like you's the user, selling drugs to all the losers, mad Buddha abuser. But they don't know about your stress-filled day. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangerine, so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping over 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G, I got T-H-I-D, that's why my mom hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, 6 months for 20 down south. Packed up my tools for my raw power moves.